As 2023 draws to a close, here is a special thanks to our readers, in print and online. We appreciate your continued support for what we do. Local media outlets such as The Times Colonist are vital to democracy. Together, we offer the most comprehensive package of quality local information available to you. This is even more important to note in 2023, given that Merriam-Webster has declared authentic as the word of the year and Dictionary.com has gone with hallucinate. They are two sides of the same coin, thanks to the rise of artificial intelligence and the ease of creating fakes. You need authentic sources of information, something real. You need to avoid fakery. Our primary reason for being is to provide information that informs you, enlightens you, and entertains you. We strive to make you aware of what is happening in your community, and even help you decide how to vote. A list of the most read stories on our website show the variety of what we do. Louise Dixon's report on a death at 844 Johnson Street was not only popular with readers, but it was also nominated for a Webster Award as one of the top examples of reporting this year. Other top stories included stories delving into BC's new rental rules, informing people about the Highway 4 closures during the summer's wildfires, and highlighting a mother's concern about her daughter being given opioids for a toothache. We also told the tale of a fugitive from Victoria who had to be rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard after the stolen yacht he was in flipped, and shared the wonder of a fish with a face that only horror movie fans could love. What is to come in the year ahead? A provincial election, for one thing. There is also talk of a federal election, but we won't know about that for a while. It will be interesting to see if the Conservatives can maintain their popularity, or if their success in 2023 is a short-term thing. Can Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recover? Can Premier David Eby's approval rating remain strong? Will all the effort to increase the housing supply pay off? Time will tell. The Times Colonist serves the community in many other ways. We are already planning another book sale in May, once again raising money for literacy work in our readership area. We've been doing that since 1998, and we have no plans to quit. As our 2023 Christmas Fund campaign wraps up, we are happy to see the second highest total in the 68-year history of the fund. Our commitment reflects that of our readers, who work together to make this a better place to live. Our industry faced plenty of challenges in 2023, with the tussle between the federal government and tech giants such as Facebook and Google. As a result of new legislation, news content was removed from Facebook and Instagram, making direct access to our website, digital newsletter, and print edition more important than ever. Our commitment to the community won't waver, and we respect the trust you have placed in us. Thanks again for supporting local journalism. We will be here for you in 2024.